It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. Hey, our old friend Mike Schultz.
Our old pal Zombo.
It's me.
Joins us here live in the studio. Where's the band's theme music? He is the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. Check out their very cool webpage, rcreader.com. Boy, it seems like you guys have put a lot of work on that webpage lately.
We are, and still working, yeah. And by the way, speaking of the webpage, do you guys know that the voting is going on now for the next Best of the Quad Cities ballot, right? And
that's
already started? Yeah, it's coming in September. We want to let people vote for, you know, have a good couple months to know what's out there. And you do know what one of the categories is this time around,
what?
Yeah?
What?
Radio personality.
There!
Slash
thank you.
Personalities.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm saying, really,
okay.
Start
all right.
get the word out there.
It's, we're
right?
just going to have to
we'll
campaign
just be
for this.
Because if it doesn't happen this time, it's not because you didn't know about it. You have two
all
months,
right.
I think. To...
Has it always been in September?
No, what we're doing this year, usually it's this kind of unwieldy thing, like 120 different questions. We realized that was a little bit much to deal with. So
people
we've cut it down
do it,
into two sections of like 40 each. Mm. So we're going to publish twice a year.
Okay.
And
and
this one has radio personalities.
All right.
So go for it. Listeners, get on the website and vote for your voice.
I guess we'd be in that.
Only, Darren, if the listeners back us up there at rcreader.com.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast at rcreader.com.
You could do it too.
It wouldn't kill you to click over a couple times and vote for Dave and Darren.
Yeah, take you 2 seconds.
A vote for Dave and Darren is a vote for Mike Schultz.
Is a vote for life.
And a vote for
freedom.
Love
freedom.
And laughter.
That's...
And yeah, the terrorists win. If
the
we don't win. If we don't win something for once, then, you know.
So 3 months from now, I want to talk about
Ahmadinejad can keep rigging elections unless you can do this.
Mosavi! Mosavi!
All right. So I wanted to get started
with this. Yeah, let's talk about The Hangover because you've got some issues.
I don't get to see a lot of movies, Mike.
Yeah.
Although I have seen two movies since the last time we talked.
Yes.
That's quite a few for having a new child, by the way.
He likes Star Trek.
Star Trek was fine. Star Trek was just what I wanted it to be.
Good.
I wasn't, you know, I didn't walk out of there blown away.
Yeah.
I haven't really been blown away since Iron Man. Iron Man, I walked out going, my God, that was really a lot better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Uh-huh, okay.
I'd have to go back to last summer, too, actually, with Wally and Dark Knight, probably.
Yeah, okay, no. Great.
It's been a long
Those
time.
Those were great movies.
Yeah.
Right? Star Trek was just fine. It was great. Of course, you know, I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan, but I thought there was a lot of cool things going on
He
there.
Doesn't think Hangover is going to be a classic.
Okay.
I think you're out of your mind that people are going to be quoting Hangover.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about this earlier in the week. I think the problem was I had heard too much about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There was way too much hype, way too many people, i.e. Mike Schultz, saying it's so funny throughout. I might have laughed 3 or 4 times in that entire movie.
Okay.
And
you're not alone.
I would have laughed a lot more had not every funny part been in the trailer. Every funny part is
seriously,
in the trailer.
Seriously, you think so?
With the exception.
I thought the trailer was really unfunny. I think I barely smiled at the trailer, actually. And then I laughed all throughout that movie.
The funniest part of the movie is the pictures during the credits.
That's pretty great.
That's great.
See, now,
But that shouldn't be the funniest part
of
a movie.
I like random stuff like the tiger. Oh, tigers love pepper. They hate cinnamon. See, that stuff makes me laugh for about a day when I hear just nutty things. Or when he, you know,
you're
pulls
not saying
up next
you
to
hate
the
movie.
I'm not saying.
Just not a classic?
I would say it's a C+.
Okay.
If I were to give it a letter grade, C+.
Well, like I was
saying. And you wanted to give it like an A-.
I'd go A-ish. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you're not alone in this. This is the third time this week people have called me, literally, and been like, Mike,
just,
I just don't see it.
The
I
thing is, Mike,
it.
You said that you would put it up with like Stripes or Caddyshack.
Remembering.
And when you say that.
Okay. But remembering that those movies are really only half good anyway. It's only, but it's the good stuff you remember. If you watch Caddyshack again, I mean, a lot of it's lame. A lot of it's just not funny.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the studio.
Are you
now.
Kidding? You think that thing is
Caddyshack's hilarious every 20 seconds.
Wow, okay.
Still.
I disagree on that. Yeah, I just, there's
maybe
a bunch
you're thinking
of
meatballs.
You might be thinking
meatballs
of not.
Is,
because there's
is
nothing
hit or
funny
miss.
In that.
Caddyshack is the all-time funniest movie.
Okay. All right.
Like Caddyshack, Spinal Tap's one I could watch every day.
Spinal Tap's great, yes.
There's like 4 or 5 movies. I don't know that I put Stripes has
The
moments.
Second half is tough
Strange
to get
Strange
to.
Yeah, once they got
Young Frankenstein.
Once
Young
you got John Larroquette in the RV and Stripes, I kind of lose interest.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Well, you know
just,
what? Then I'll go see it and I'll settle the score.
There you go. Break the
I'll
tie,
probably
please.
Think it's a B.
All right.
There's certainly a lot of like our kind of humor, which is like Mike says, random statements and You know, I think it's so cool.
Does it have a dry sense of humor? Because that's what I have.
Oh, stop with the dry sense of humor. Oh.
I think it's much more dry than it should be. Yeah.
Well, it takes place in the desert.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that whole thing, and this is the thing, too. I found it so predictable. Like, I was not surprised by a single moment of that movie.
Okay, when the guy was in the trunk and popped out, saw that coming?
Yeah,
all of it.
Okay, and that character in particular, powerfully unfunny.
Okay. That guy usually don't like him, and this time I went with his name's, is it Ken Lung?
Right.
Which one, the guy with the beard or no?
No. He's a minor character.
Oh, minor character.
Yeah, he's like this Asian gangland guy who and it's basically every Asian stereotype.
Well, I'll go see it and then I'll tell you what the truth is.
Okay. All right.
Sounds fair.
What it really is.
We're counting on you.
Okay.
All right.
You should have seen the look he gave me. We're counting on you.
Right.
At one point, we opened the phones up earlier in the week.
It's like we're all dead.
I opened the phones up earlier in the week because I couldn't wait for you to get here. And I'm like, you guys have all seen the movie. It's been number one in America 2 weeks in a row. Did you think The Hangover was as hilarious as Mike Schultz said it was? And Some people did. Some people didn't. And one guy just wanted to use the opportunity to say that he disagrees categorically with every review you've ever made.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I just want to call in and say I don't agree with anything Mike Schultz says.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. Yeah, that's most of my base, to be honest. Yeah. You haven't said one true thing
ass.
You
Listen,
know?
Yeah. That's okay. That made Rush Limbaugh very rich.
Exactly right.
What are we...
I'm being lumped with Limbaugh now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeesh.
What did you see? The Eddie Murphy movie?
I saw the Eddie Murphy movie.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, it's what it is. It's another Eddie Murphy family comedy. Good God. Make him stop.
Yeah.
But the kids in it are really, really priceless. Yeah. Really funny. That little girl that he plays with in the movie, she's hysterical. And not at all forced and not affected. She's just like this funny little seven-year-old kid. And there's like three or four other kids that kind of show up and just steal the movie for a few seconds. And Murphy does
not as
what
funny
Murphy
as
does.
Little, not as funny as the little black kid in Role Models, though.
He's in it.
He's in it.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, he's one of them. So you're fine. He has one scene like at a Chuck E. Cheese or something. And
he's not cussing up a storm, is he?
No, not in this one. But he's funny
kid
even,
in Role Models.
Even sans profanity, he's pretty great.
That kid stole that movie.
Yeah, he was great.
Especially when he shows up dressed as Gene Simmons.
He does a good dying scene.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, so you didn't mind
that. Yeah, it was, for what it is, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, you can get through
He's not saying let's go see it.
Nah.
No.
He's saying it wasn't awful.
No, for who it's made for, it's just fine. Right. And then I saw The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, which is also fine.
Yeah.
I do want to rent the original now, because everyone I talk to says the original is incredible, and I've never
seen
it.
They showed it on the CW channel, showed it over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. Yeah. Robert Shaw is just terrifying.
I hear he's good.
In that movie. Yeah.
I got it on the queue now. I got it on the Netflix queue coming. So we'll give it a shot. But it's good. It's fast-paced. It's still too Tony Scott. It's still too incoherently edited, and the camera just doesn't give it a rest. Just calm down. But yeah, it's okay. Denzel Washington's good.
And was that it?
That was it. That's all it opened.
Those
two.
Okay.
Well, we got two movies that I know about opening up in Quad City theaters. Both of them look awful. Let's start with The Proposal. Sandra Bullock is a high-powered executive who fakes an engagement with her assistant, played by the equally awful Ryan Reynolds, to avoid deportation. Here's a clip where Grandma...
This was the one with Jennifer Aniston and Jay Moore, right?
Yeah.
That was that movie, right?
The Object of My Affection?
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with deportation.
No, I think that's a different one.
Well, that wasn't deportation, but didn't she have to fake being with somebody?
I think that's called, like, Picture Perfect or
something.
Picture
Perfect.
Does that sound like
something? That's Picture Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this clip, Grandma Annie, played by the awesome Betty White, fits Sandra Bullock for her wedding dress.
Yeah.
Now, this... Be careful, because this will probably be good because it's got Betty White. Don't be tricked.
Fooled.
Don't be fooled, listeners. Just because Betty White's in the movie does not mean you have to go and see it. But I thought it would make for a good clip. The proposal here.
Yeah, and don't worry about the fit, because Annie is the best tailor in Southeast Alaska.
Oh.
Wow, incredible. Maybe a tad loose in certain areas, but otherwise...
Oh, sorry. I'm a bit chesty to begin with, and I happened to be knocked up when I wore this. Oh, let's see if we can find your boobs. They're in there somewhere.
Yes, they are.
It's like an Easter egg, huh?
Maybe they shrunk up in the cold Alaskan air.
Uh-huh. If you could see the sight of three grown men in here trying desperately not to laugh. Because
great.
It was great.
God bless you, Betty White. Betty White.
I mean, Betty White is
I
awesome.
I was knocked up at the time.
I mean, there are other clips I could have played that are,
no,
I'm sure, awful, but
I
wanted to spend some time with Betty White because we just think she's awesome.
Yeah, that's
also
great.
Also opening today, probably the one that most of you are going to end up going to see, is Year One. Jack Black and Michael Cera are a pair of village idiots on the first road trip ever, wandering through early civilization in biblical times.
Yeah, how about that?
In this clip, Abraham, played by Hank Azaria, who for some reason
good.
Is in every movie now.
Mm-hmm. That's good, though.
Abraham, played by Hank Azaria, tells O, played by Michael Cera, and Zed, Jack Black. It's Abraham telling these two all about Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay.
See? This has... Here's the problem with this clip, too. This has potential. This is, again, from the movie Year One in theaters as of today.
Thou comest not from the cities of the plague, from Sodom and Gomorrah.
I heard of them, never been there.
Are they nice?
Are they nice? They have been cursed for all time by the Lord thy God for their abominations.
I did not know that.
They worship idols and they bow down before false gods.
Abdominal.
It's the worst.
The men of that city are weak and soft, fat with rich food, intoxicated by strong drink.
I'm not hearing the bad part.
The women are whores. Their shameless lust knows no bounds. They flaunt their flesh, and any man may have knowledge of them whenever he so chooseth.
Which one of the two cities has the most whores?
Just so we know, to stay away from that one especially.
Mm. It's always funny to listen to Hank Azaria without seeing him because it's always like a Simpsons episode.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Well, Mo the Bartender is showing up.
He was doing right. Mo the Bartender doing Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
The Lord thy God!
You might want to just rent Life of Brian.
Or Holy Moses.
Oh,
or
my.
Holy
really?
Moses.
Starring
wow,
the late
yeah.
John Ritter.
Or Holy Moses.
And the late Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rent Holy Moses if you're in the mood for this
if
sort
he
of
could
thing.
Find it.
I have a
wow.
feeling that might be
from the past.
That might be a little hard to find.
That
huh?
might be tough.
Well,
it's the new Holy Moses for a new, for
a
new millennium.
And then there's a Wednesday release. Is that right or not wrong?
Yeah,
and
no,
the
Transformers will be out on Wednesday. Yeah. So Mike will have seen that, and Mike
yeah.
and I will talk about that next week. You'll be on your furlough.
Ah, where are you furloughing to?
Would
you rather not say in case the fans decide to follow you? Because I would.
Part of
we keep Darren in a bunker and in an undisclosed
right.
Lot.
Part of the furlough will probably be here, and part of it will be in northern Iowa, I
okay.
suppose.
All right. How many days?
I'll be back on the 28th, 29th.
Okay.
29th.
Yeah, it's just next week.
Just next week.
Right. Okay.
Sweet.
Okay.
Enjoy your
well,
vacation.
He's Darren Pitra. Enjoy him. And he's
thank
Mike
you.
Schultz.
Thank you for having us.
You have to stay.
Come
actually.
To the office with me, my friend.
No, you
can
have,
I start this thing now?
No, you still got a couple more minutes. We got to talk to Amazing Larry.
Oh, that's right.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Take a break, come back, and gosh, it's time to talk to Amazing Larry.
It is.
All right, it's Dave and Darren. This is Rock 104.9.